You're listening to SBS News.
As the COVID-19 caseload grows, so do myths over how to prevent and treat the highly contagious virus. A recent SBS survey of non-English-speaking communities has found baseless COVID cure-alls are rife, with some verging on the ridiculous.
There are people who believe that if you have onion cut into pieces and some cloves, and if you put it in your pocket, the virus won't touch you.
That was Preetinder Singh, who runs the Punjabi language program on SBS Radio.
That was the message which came through when I was on air while I was presenting Punjabi program. And I just simply told that person, maybe it will help you with social distancing.
It might seem humorous, but Preetinder says it's just one of dozens of rumoured treatments being spruiked in multicultural communities. Another is that a few swigs of whiskey can knock the virus out, based on the flawed belief COVID-19 resides in the throat before moving to the respiratory system. Preetinder says a lack of in-language information on COVID-19 is a part of the problem. And it could mean people at risk of contracting coronavirus aren't taking the necessary precautions or seeking the required medical advice.
There are some special Indian spices like ginger, garlic, lemon, honey, and other stuff. I mean, these things have anti-inflammatory or antibacterial properties. So naturopathy, herbal treatments, Ayurveda, they keep on using it.
It's not just the Punjabi community falling prey to misinformation. In Tamil communities, some are seeking traditional medicines that can be purchased in Indian grocery stores to ward off COVID-19. Some people in the Pashto community have reported that devout Muslims can't contract the virus, and that rumour has also been mirrored in some Christian and Orthodox communities. Another myth circulating in some Korean communities is that baths, garlic and vitamin D will all help prevent the virus. While there's another trend emerging in Australia's Mandarin-speaking LGBTQI community. Cedric Yin Cheng is the founder of advocacy group Antra. He says rumours began spreading in February in non-English language media that the HIV prevention drug PrEP could defend the body against coronavirus.
I've heard a lot of friends doing that. So many of our members have talked about this in our chat groups in WeChat and Line and Facebook. So people are talking about it. And I've actually met friends who are taking medication, although they're not high risk or exposed to HIV, they're still taking medication in the mindset to prevent coronavirus.
Cedric says more resources are needed to ensure Australians who don't speak English as a first language understand the difference between fact and fiction.
I guess it's important for the health organisations or government to acknowledge that there is a rumour there, and they need to talk to groups such as ACON, which provide a lot of LGBTQI services, to GPs and also to groups like ANTRA, so we can convey the message in Chinese or, you know, native languages that people are going to understand clearly.
It's one reason why health officials have been working overtime to communicate known truths in the battle against COVID-19. Dr. Harry Nespolon is the president of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners.
I think the problem is that people are looking for a cure, and at the moment we know that there are no cures, and that the only thing that we know that works, and that really is the only thing that works, is social distancing, isolating people away from getting the virus, and that's not a very good outcome. People like to have tablets.
Dr. Nespolon says there's a risk people resorting to home remedies might not follow up on legitimate COVID symptoms with a GP. This, in turn, could facilitate the virus's spread and put that person's health, and potentially that of others, at risk. He also warns against seeking unproven drugs on the black market, where upwards of 20, even 30% of products sold are fake.
So if people are taking them for the right reason, that's the wrong place to go onto the market. Secondly, if you look at hydroxychloroquine, the current studies are not showing that it's as great as people have made it out to be. And in fact, there are no studies at the moment that show that any medication, whether it's the antiviral HIV type drugs or hydroxychloroquine or chloroquine, actually makes any difference at all.
Dr. Nespolon says people should seek medical advice if they have concerns or think they have symptoms of COVID-19. Just make sure you call ahead of your visit to your doctor or hospital and wear a face mask if you own one. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Darren Mara, SBS News.